Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Yitro, Week 17, 6th Aliyah. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Exodus 20, verse 11. Why do we have to remember the Sabbath? When the Eternal spoke the 10 audible words from the Mount, he said that the sons and daughters of Israel must remember Shabbat to sanctify it and stop from doing any creative work. The reason is that the Eternal himself made all the creation in 6 days, and he stopped his creative work on the seventh. The Eternal, therefore, is the example to follow, to remember and keep Shabbat. All the sons and daughters of the Eternal are commanded to rest on Shabbat, which is on the seventh day of the week, and no other day. Sunday was introduced as the day of rest by the system established by Constantine based on the sun-worshipping cult. When Christianity was created, that particular paganistic system was adopted as part of its foundation. However, the Eternal doesn't change his law, and no one can say that Sunday is Shabbat. The commandment of resting on the seventh day is current today, and it will be until heaven and earth passes away, Matthew 5, 17 through 19. Those who remember Shabbat are acknowledging that the Eternal is Lord over creation and time. Those who don't keep Shabbat don't respect the Creator's authority over creation, and they are not emulating Him in their personal lives. Those who remember Shabbat to set it apart from the other days of the week will be sanctified and will receive the blessing reserved only for that particular day. Shabbat was given to human beings to be able to dedicate themselves to the Eternal in a special way, and it serves as a means of developing intimacy with Him, as it is written in Isaiah 58, verses 13 and 14. It says, "If you keep your feet from breaking the Sabbath and from doing as you please on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the Lord's holy day honorable, if you honor it by not doing your own way and not doing as you please or speaking idle words, then you will find your joy in the Lord. And I will cause you to ride on the heights of the land and to feast on the inheritance of your father Yaakov." The mouth of the Lord has spoken. May the Eternal grant us grace so that we all can enter into the rest of Shabbat and get to know Him more intimately. May you be able to deepen in your relationship with your Heavenly Father during this next Shabbat. Shalom uvracha, peace and blessing.